situation in the county, I would put it at dire. No matter what farmer you meet, his pit's empty. He has no silage. The grass hasn't come enough yet to have stock out full time.
Now, we understand there is some feed coming through from the UK. The Transport Minister has announced a fund to help offset transport costs, but it's expensive to buy, and I'm sure the economic laws of supply and demand as they are, those prices are going to get higher.
Yes, and we're glad to see the fodder coming in from England. It's a good help, because there is very, very little fodder in this county. There's a small pieces here and there. And, you know, it's going to run out in the next week or two. Every man is just depending on the weather getting better. His field may be green, but there's not enough grass out there yet. And we need a fortnight or 3 weeks to catch up full time. So then, during that next fortnight, it's going to be very, very hard. And I suppose what we're asking is, asking the co-ops, you know, the banks, try and be lenient. Give a farmer a bit of time. Outlook for dairy and beef and sheep is good. We will get it paid, but just give us a wee extension to our credit till we get through this hard spell.
There have been calls for advance payments from either the Disadvantaged Area Fund or the Single Farm Payment, depending on which pertains to individual farmers. That's something I'm sure you'd endorse.
I would endorse that. You know, a payment of 1,000 or 1,500 would make all the difference. You know, it would get us through, it would enough to buy fodder for the next fortnight or so, and would just get us through this difficult spell, Donald. It would be much appreciated if the Minister could do that.